Okay. Thank you. In eighth working group meeting, it was noted that due to the current resource constraints and uncertainty over the extent of parties' future funding for the convention and its protocol, there was a need to prioritize and limit the scope of the strategic goals and priority activities. Therefore, in Warsaw, we focused mainly on making the draft more precise and accurate to provide clear overview of the next decade of the convention and the protocol with a transparent and more straightforward impression of the long-term strategy, and we made a distinction between the goals and activities we can reach with the present funding and those goals that we can reach with additional funding, as it is important not to set aside all ambitions because of the present funding constraints. We are together responsible for the convention and the protocol. If we have ambition, we can add to the resources and make it work. The document of the long-term strategy and action plan is now divided into three strategic goals within which priority objectives have been distinguished. Those three strategic goals include: A, a full and effective implementation of the treaties; B, an increased impact of the treaties by addressing new national, regional, and global challenges and goals; and finally, C, a wider implementation of the treaties within and beyond the EC region. The first strategic goal includes objectives focused on strengthening the current and ongoing work within both treaties, as well as improving existing channels of communication between the parties. All the work done so far due to the treaties by parties and treaties bodies has been identified with a view of its possible improvement while promoting areas which already properly address treaties objectives in the meantime. The second goal focuses on more general matters, but with a great importance as well, from facing global challenges to developing regional and global cooperation. The third strategic goal focuses mainly on actions and measures related to the action and implementation of the convention and the protocol. Diminishing the environmental impact of project and establishing and continuing good neighborly international relations is vital for the future of all. A long-term strategy, an action plan is necessary so that the convention and the protocol can continue to do their work and are joined by as many other states as possible so that the ESPO convention and protocol are used properly and worldwide. Thank you.